Don't be on fire this morning.
Yeah.
Doesn't like CDs, does he?
We are checking our diaries for the 8th of October. Was it the 10th?
9th.
The 12th.
9th.
Oh, you got it. Kevin Sheedy next.
State of Washington for a gunman who opened fire with a rifle in a shopping mall and killed five people. Police say the suspect entered the Cascade Mall in Burlington, around 100 kilometres north of Seattle, and began shooting. The unidentified suspect initially walked into the shopping centre without the rifle, but surveillance video later caught him brandishing the weapon. Four women were killed at the scene. A man died of gunshot wounds in a Seattle hospital. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has confirmed there will be no change to the GST carve-up for some years. Last month at the Western Australian State Liberal Conference, Mr Turnbull flagged changes to the GST, proposing a minimum amount each state and territory would receive. The current system has drawn fire from Western Australia, with fewer than 30 cents in every GST dollar collected in Western Australia returned to the state government. The move was strongly opposed by smaller states such as Tasmania, who argued they would be unfairly disadvantaged. A watch and act alert remains in place for a section of the Great Ocean Road on Victoria's southwest coast, which has been impacted by landslides. Due to recent heavy rains, it could be several weeks before the road reopens. The SES Deputy Incident Controller Belinda Marchant has told the ABC the road is closed between Cumberland River and Wye River.
VicRoads are working with an exceptional number of crews to continue to clean up the road and provide one-lane access in the upcoming days and weeks for sections of that road.
A Queensland wildlife park owner attacked by a crocodile is out of intensive care and in good spirits, according to his family. The 66-year-old remains in the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital after suffering serious injuries in the attack at the wildlife park in Bloomsbury, north of Mackay, on Thursday. He was moved out of intensive care yesterday and is recovering well. His family have thanked the public for their well wishes, but have asked for their privacy to be respected. Overseas, the leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party has appealed for unity after he decisively won a bruising leadership contest. Jeremy Corbyn called for the Labour family to come together. From London, Catherine Drew reports.
The appeal for party unity came after Jeremy Corbyn won nearly 62% of the 500,000 votes cast in the leadership ballot. The veteran left-winger, who was first elected a year ago, thanked his challenger Owen Smith, who received 38%, and said all Labour supporters must now work together. In the summer, Labour MPs overwhelmingly passed a no-confidence vote on Jeremy Corbyn's leadership and quit en masse from his front-bench team amid concern about his performance and differences on policies, including on Brexit, Britain's vote to leave the European Union. Contrary to the hopes of many Labour MPs who thought this leadership contest would weaken Jeremy Corbyn's position, it has only served to strengthen his hand. But he is not without challenges. He must try to unite a fractured Labour Party, which could potentially face a general election as early as this spring, if Prime Minister Theresa May goes to the polls for a mandate for the Brexit negotiations. Catherine Drew, London.
This is Air News. GWS hasn't made it to their first AFL Grand Final, going down to the Bulldogs by 6 points at Spotless Stadium. Scores were tied at every break, with the Bulldogs edging the Giants in a thrilling final quarter. GWS coach Leon Cameron says it's a missed opportunity.
Oh, it's disappointing, as we know. I mean, Dogs deserve to win. We scrapped pretty well, but we didn't play particularly well for most of the night.
The Bulldogs take on the Swans this weekend in the grand final at the MCG. Melbourne will play Cronulla for the NRL Premiership, heading into the final after beating Canberra 14-12. The Raiders tried to Elliot Whitehead with 4 minutes remaining, got the Canberra side back to within 2 points, but they couldn't find a way through. Storm forward Jesse Bromwich has told Channel 9 it was a tough game.
Oh, she's a tough one out there today. It was a real grind there, and at times, man, the lungs were really blowing there, and it was a tough game.
BMX South Australia says it will provide ongoing support for injured rider Sam Willoughby following his training accident in the US. Willoughby has no movement from the chest down, but he has regained some sensation in his legs. The BMX organisation will be collecting donations for the injured rider this weekend at their race meetings. And Greg Inglis, Josh Dugan and Blake Ferguson have warmed up for Australia's Four Nations Rugby League campaign as the Prime Minister's 13 side defeated PNG 58-0. Australian Independent Radio News.
This sports update is for Builders Steel Direct, now teamed with local lintel manufacturer Galintel to supply Aussie-made Galintels, T-bars, render bars, structural steel beams and more.
When the traffic's going nowhere and you're stuck, then get carried away. Imagine you're relaxing with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Shiraz Cabernet by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
In Kymea, a crash on General Holmes Drive, citybound near O'Day Avenue, just south of the Cooks River, has lane one closed. At the airport, Mars Street is hardly moving at all into the international terminal. Airport Drive is busy also, but that is the best bet in. In the city, a breakdown on the Western Distributor just before the Harbour Bridge on-ramp outbound. And in Belrose, a power pole is being replaced after an earlier crash on Forest Way. Lane one is closed to Penrite Road for that run towards Warringah Road. With school holidays on, allow extra time if you're planning on using the Great Western Highway over the mountains, the M1 up towards the coast and the Princes Highway towards the south coast. Sydney Airport's temporary overflow zone at International is now in operation. Please follow staff directions and signage. For more info, go to sydneyairport.com.au. I'm Tim Govers on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Cloudy, a 60% chance of showers, the chance of a thunderstorm during this afternoon and evening. Light winds becoming west to southwesterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the middle of the day, then turning south to southwesterly, 20 to 30 kilometres an hour in the early afternoon. A shower or two and a maximum of 22 degrees in Sydney Town. What about Cronulla and Condobolin?
We've danced around the Shire all morning.
Gentlemen, we go straight to the heart of it.
At Cronulla, lovely day here. Some rain though, 22 degrees. Now, Jimmy, our thoughts are with everyone out at Condobolin today because the flood peak does hit sometime this morning. Mm. It's one of the biggest flood peaks in about 25 years. So our thoughts with everyone in that area. Today, light rain at Condobolin, top temperature of 14 degrees.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be associated with Racing New South Wales in celebrating the very best in racing. This Thursday night, the annual Australian Racehorse of the Year Awards will be announced in Sydney.
Chautauqua! Boom! Right over the top! Chautauqua takes out the TJ back-to-back wins!
Was Australia's best for the past 12 months. Then on Friday night, the entire New South Wales racing industry comes together for the States Racing Awards. The very best in racing is on Sky Sports Radio. For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialist at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Majestic, and the judgment of history will surely be that she was in a class of her own.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
And welcome back to the show, our final hour, Jimmy Smith, and we've got plenty on in this final hour.
It's going to be huge. Kevin Sheedy's going to be our legend of the game very shortly. We'll have a chat with Trent Lenscow from tab.com.au. We'll get a sports update from Tanya. We'll speak to Dean Bulldog Richie with all the latest in rugby league. Steve Foster is filling in for Scotty Foster for the Steve Foster and Sons segment today. And we'll also take your calls on the open line at 1353 53. But we want to get to our special guest, Raymond, ASAP.
Yeah, and now we talk about legends in sport. Jimmy, this man was a three-time premiership-winning player, a four-time premiership-winning coach, a legitimate Hall of Famer, inducted into the AFL's Hall of Fame in 2008. And I got to interview him a couple of times, Jimmy, when he part-owned a very, very good two-year-old named Bell Esprit as well. So, look, he's a sporting legend in this country, not just AFL. And Kevin Shee's been good enough to join us. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show. And we were hoping we were coming on to talk about GWS's win last night, but their progress in 5 years has been phenomenal, hasn't it?
Look, it has. Been incredible, really. I think that, you know, for them to be a kick-off a grand final in the short period they've been in existence has been an amazing story in itself.
Let's take you back to the start, Kev, with your footy career. I think Praran, was it?
Praran,
you used to play with. Almost played at the Melbourne Football Club, but luckily for you, I guess, your affiliation with Richmond came about. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, then we had zones. We had to go to a zone that we where we lived, and you know, I played 50 games at Praran. We played the premiership at 66, and generally, you would have thought you might have got to Melbourne, but I thought you probably just wasn't good enough. So that was about 1,030 games ago.
Good to see you've let it lie, Kev.
I don't let it lie. Just some places don't necessarily mix with you. And I think that must have been how it was with Melbourne and myself. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, when you're in a zone, Kevin Bartlett was in their zone, so they didn't get him either.
Well, Tom Hafey saw something in you, Kevin, and probably Kevin Bartlett as well, and you ended up in a great Tigers era in that late 60s, early 70s under Tom Hafey. How much did he influence not only your playing career, but subsequently your coaching career?
Oh, he's just one of the, well, probably the best person I've met in regard to giving some form of leadership as a kid and teenage years. My dad died just at that time when I crossed over from Praran. I got disqualified for 5 years because I went sort of nearly from rugby to rugby league because of this, in the VFA there were only 16 men on the ground.
That's right.
And I think in the end, you know, he was instrumental in me just getting my life focused on attitude and fitness and health. And he had a killer instinct in him, you know, which you've got to have that if you want to be successful.
Great success, as Ray mentioned. Three premierships there with the Richmond Football Club. They're going through some tough times at the moment. Where's your greatest affection lie? Obviously, that extended period with Essendon, a short period with GWS, but your playing days with Richmond, are they your first love, Kev?
I got back for Essendon when I was a kid, so I'd have to say that, you know, I begged for them for 10 years and then I ended up having to go to Richmond. So I'd say probably I've spent most of my life at Essendon. But I have a very close relationship with Tiger still. Obviously, I'm a life member there. And then, of course, growing up the Giants. And that's been really all very good. I mean, from an overall point of view, it's just, to me, it's about footy and sports, you know.
Yeah.
I think you get too carried away a little.
Yeah, and I understand. Kev, those great Richmond sides that went back-to-back in particular in 73, 74, gee, there's some phenomenal names in that teams. The best player you played with?
Well, Kevin Bartlett was the best player, I thought. He won five best and first in a star-studded lineup. That's an amazing. I mean, we had a triple Brownlow medals in the team. Me and Stuart, Royce Hart, the captain, Francis Burke. You know, just to win one or two best and first, you're going pretty well. To win five, I thought that. And like, and then, you know, 1 year, 84 goals on a half-forward flank when he was 33.
Yeah, amazing.
He's an amazing sports person. He loves his races. He knows everything about horses. Yeah. he's a superstar in just about any sport. He's loves his history about sport.
They don't call him hungry. They don't call him hungry for nothing, do they, Kev? So.
Well, Andy had five handballs in his whole career.
Exactly.
Three of them were up against a brick wall of trains.
There you go.
We didn't miss him with his nickname.
That's for sure.
Very good. Yeah. Hey, you've always been a guy, Kevin, even when you were playing, that was thinking outside the square and thinking about the promotion of your sport. I think you were pretty much the first full-time professional footballer because you're working in the club there at Richmond. Is that just a personality trait of yours, the way you think about how you want to promote the team, the code?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, I started going to America very early. I was in the Army here in Sydney for a couple of years in National Service, so I got out of my sort of little square box that you grow up in. You know, I went to a pretty serious Catholic school when I was a kid, and you had blink and they reckon you're in trouble. You know, so it was one of those sort of upbringings. And so in the end, I thought to myself, well, let's go and find out what's outside of Melbourne. And then sort of to be a full-time player, visiting American players and their careers and how they got it right. And then, you know, going back every sort of year or two, probably like Jack Gibson. He was terrific when I became a coach. He used to talk to me about different aspects of what you've got to be looking at. So he was ahead of his time. And then that's when I became a full-time coach, basically about into 1980-81.
That's right. And you inherited, they're a young side, became the Baby Bombers, Essendon, and they were premiers in 83-84. And there was a very talented group there. Gee, I don't want to put too much pressure on GWS, but is there shades of the Baby Bombers in this Young Giants team as well?
Oh, yeah, no, there are. Absolutely there is. You know, they've got some kids there that haven't played yet.
Yep.
A lot of kids from New South Wales start to come through, which is pretty good for our game, particularly coming out of the back box of the Riverina and then starting to pick up some boys in Canberra. So, in the end, I think, I think people in Sydney will really feel pretty good about when, you know, one of the captains or vice captains are coming through, like, you know, McVeigh and Isaac Heaney and these boys in the Swans. I mean, Heaney's going to be a superstar.
Mm.
You know, he's a kid out of Cardiff.
A star.
And,
Newcastle,
you know, he's going to be an absolute superstar. So that is what we've always been on about. That's one of the reasons, you know, they come up here to get the West Sydney team up and running, because the guys that wrote the rules come out of West Sydney of AFL, are rugby players, a guy called Tom Wills.
Okay.
And he really deserved the game in his own backyard.
There you go.
And a club.
Mm. Yeah, there's been a book written about that. And who plays for the Tom Wills Cup?
It's Tom Wills Oval. That's where we're trying.
Right.
It's New South Wales Comp, I think.
Hey, Kev, I want to ask you, for a guy who conceived Anzac Day between Essendon and Collingwood and came up with Dreamtime at the G between Essendon and Richmond, as it seems strange that State of Origin didn't quite work from an AFL, VFL point of view?
Well, I played the first ever State of Origin game in 1977, so, it was started by a West Australian person. And, I think in the end, it did work from a point of view because the clubs were very selfish about it.
Mm.
They didn't want their players injured.
Mm.
And they didn't, I mean, now they have a rest. You must put your feet up for a week, you know, which is pathetic.
Before the finals, what's that all about?
Oh, even during the year.
Mm. Yeah, it's true,
We never thought of anything like that. Look, times have changed. You've got to change with it.
Mm.
We thought going down to Geelong was a long trip when I played. You know, that's like a trip down to Cronulla, you know.
Mm.
But I think in the end, they should play one every 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
In our game, particularly. I mean, it's just really great performance that the rugby league boys do play three. That's an enormous task and ask for your chances to win a premiership. Sometimes you can lose it,
Slater
or someone like that, or Cam Smith for a year, and all of a sudden your chances with the premiership really slick.
Mm.
Not too good.
Yeah, no.
I think all the things you've got to weigh up, and our clubs in the AFL don't like it. Your clubs can cope with it and put up with it and think a bit more courageous in that decision making.
Mm.
You might lose one player. We only want to play one.
Mm. Yeah.
You guys play three.
Yeah.
Yeah, and three tough ones.
Your game's 80 minutes. Ours are 40 minutes longer. So, you know, that's nearly one and a half of your game sort of stuff, you know. But look, the way you look at it is you're contracted to your club, not the AFL. And that's the way it stands at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's so much different. Kev, if I can take you back to your time at Essendon and three flags there, or four flags there, some great players that you coached, in particular James Hird, and one of the most gifted players I've ever seen play the game. What Essendon and James Hird are going through now, it must be tough for you as well.
Well, Hird's gone through a hell of a lot of smashing it by everybody. I mean, well, he's a great player. He's a very good, excellent person. There's no way knowing that you can convince me. Anyway, James Hird would deliberately ask and bring in a person to come into your club and put performance enhancing drugs in their bodies. No, there's not a doubt that I could say that wouldn't happen. That would not happen. Mm. And so the way it's panned out is he's got egg all over his face. The club's been frustrated, embarrassed. It's cost millions to work through it. But you've got a great club. You know, it's about 145 years old, and they'll stand the test of time. And in the history of the club, it's going to end up a sad period of 4 years, but just got to move on and get on with it. And, you know, I'm back there now helping him build up a country farmers game. So we've got Anzac Day, Green Time, and we're going to have the whole country leagues come play and create and thank our country people for the players they've given us. So that'll
great idea.
Be in a 90,000 crowd in the end, I think. So that's my main task at the moment. So the club is trying to work in the new space, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get through it, which you have to anyway.
What about all those Melbourne whinges that have you've been talking about during the course of the week, Kev? They don't obviously share your vision. Forget about the country stuff. It's the west of Sydney that they don't share the vision about. Does that frustrate you a little?
Oh, look, I just smack them every now and then. It's just, you know, ridiculous. I mean, that's like saying, you know, you guys shouldn't have a team up in, you know, Northern Queensland or something like that in your league, you know.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, you know. And why should it? I mean, we've got 10 teams in Victoria as it is. Everything you want, we got rid of two. You know, eventually, you know, we've done the right thing. And we've got a total national league, which, you know, flying all around Australia playing games. And the frustration is, and I'll tell you what will happen now, the Bulldogs are in the grand final. They'll love that. You know,
yes.
I'll tell you now, the Swans coming down to Melbourne next week.
Yeah.
The MCG will be full of red, blue, and white.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. They're just been waiting for this club to get. They'll be like the, probably like the Bunnies, you know?
Yeah. Now,
what will they like when they turn up in 1 month?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's
after losing their club.
Exactly, yeah. Well, the Bulldogs have been down out a couple of times, haven't they, Kev? So.
Yeah, that's they. Well, they haven't been in a grand final for, oh, God.
61. Yeah.
So. 1961. So they're going to be really hard to beat. But the Swans have been, you know, their performance the other night was sensational.
No, it was true.
And they've got a young side in now. It was a pretty good game. Pretty good game.
Kev, if I could put you on the spot, Brownlow tomorrow night, is it Patrick Dangerfield's to lose?
I think he would. He probably would, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the only two players play well for as long as Sydney the other night was Patrick Dangerfield and the captain. Selwood.
Yeah, Selwood, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, Selwood's a good player. So he'll take dates off him, but I think he's got enough there to win.
And who wins the grand final, Kev?
I think Sydney will win.
Yeah.
I think Longmire, under the radar, is a great coach in that game. I think he's 1-1. And he probably deserves another one, to be honest, because he's consistently winning games and he's consistently got the Swans in the final series, knocking on the door. Last time they turned up, they were pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
And they won't forget that.
No.
Yeah, good point.
No. And you know what the incredible thing about...
You've got to live that with a year or two, don't you?
So exactly.
It's great the last time we turned up in the grand final.
And got to turn up this time.
I should be turning up this time, the Swans, I can tell you.
You know what's incredible about John Longmire, too, is that he was a... Like, he was probably just short of a great player. He was a very, very good player. But he was 10 years as an assistant, Kevin. You know,
he learned his trade.
Yeah, he didn't go in straight away. And you know, it's almost like a blueprint of now what these guys should follow rather than someone like you who were, you were a couple of years out of playing.
Well, yeah, I was a full-time player and I was assistant coach at Richmond in the skills department when I played.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people don't realise that. And I was a development officer for the club going around schools. So I did 10 years full-time playing.
Mm.
And that's just straight out of the army and into it. So I was very lucky to get that position, by the way, but I was quite dedicated. But Longmire's, there's two or three different things about him. He's a full forward.
Yes.
Not many of them make it as coaches.
Good point.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a New South Wales boy.
So yes.
He's going to be very proud of wanting to be a great coach at Swans. Anybody playing in the same forward line as Carey will look second rate.
Good point. Yes.
It doesn't matter who you are.
Good point.
You know, if you like playing next to, you know, just one of the greatest rugby league players of all time, you're going to look like, he's really good player, but I'll look, you know, Bartlett's best, that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I think in the end, you hearken back to the coaches. Vince Lombardi never got his first job till he was 46 or 7. This case of the Green Bay Packers.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah. You don't get a job over there, do you? You've done your time.
Mm. Yeah.
And look, I've studied all of these coaches. And, you know, as Tom Hafey got the sack at Richmond after 5 grand finals and 4 premierships, he got sacked at Richmond at 46. Vince Lombardi got his first job at 46.
Yeah.
Mm. So we just don't sort of understand that you've got to do your time. And in Michael Boss and James Hurd, they had never coached.
Yeah,
good point. Yeah.
You're asking for trouble. They had never coached, and they appoint you to be a coach of the... It's like the great, you know, the coaches that just don't make it. I think the wooden spoon coaches side, you want to see how many great players are in that team.
Gee, and same in rugby league too. Yeah. See, a lot of rugby league players are the same, Kev. So, yeah.
Sounds
well,
like...
your greatest player probably, and I don't... I need to rate rugby league players. He started, Seagulls up in the Gold Coast at one stage.
Wally Lewis?
Yeah.
He didn't last long as a case, did he?
He didn't, no. 100% right, Kev.
You know, when you look at it all, it's a different ball game. Playing and coaching, totally different.
Mm. Correct. Sounds like at the age of 68, you're angling for another job, Kev, head coaching position.
No, well, actually, I'm going to try and make sure that I have the last quarter of my life. A lot of fun.
Oh, can we?
No, let's hope that's the case.
Best way of doing it, because when you're in the last quarter, you don't know where the hands on the clock are. you got to make sure that I'm out walking right now, just trying to keep myself fit and vibrant. And this country game's a big thing for me. 8.6 million people live in the country of Australia, and we're going to get them and thank them because they've gone through some very, very serious tragics. Fire, floods, all that sort of stuff, droughts.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll get it right, mate.
You'll be right.
We'll get your 3 State of Origin games, and we'll just do it a different way. This will be the 3rd Icon game, and we can pack it in about 80,000,
95,000. And the AFL have a great debt of gratitude again to Kevin Sheedy. So do we, Kev, on a Sunday morning. Appreciate your time, mate. Enjoy this grand final week, and thanks for being our legend of the game.
Get off the radio and get the church, the both of you.
Go on, Kev.
Sound like my mother, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin Sheedy there. A great walking, talking, literally, advertisement for the AFL.
True legend.
There you go. There's his next one. Mm. The Bush game.
Yep, great 13, concept.
13:53:53. A break and back with more.
I'm a digital radio.
And I'm a digital TV. Now, you may remember when TV went digital.
Yes, yes, and you got a lot more channels and a better picture.
Well, buying a digital radio is the same.
Exactly. I've got up to 30 extra radio stations, plus all your old faves, and I sound amazing.
Yeah, but I look amazing.
Yeah, but this is a radio ad, so no one can see you.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to hear this station like you have never heard it before...
Buy a digital radio.
Head into your nearest retailer and upgrade to digital.
Ben has rung in with a message for a very special person.
That's right. This one's for Mark Geyer. Oh, I couldn't love a bloke more. With a 91 grand final on the line, he regathered Canberra's short dropout and set up the winning try.
That's breathtaking. It's easy to love a bet these NRL finals because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the decider.
Tab, we love a bet. Visit tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one VT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Jimmy, I think the time is right for our listeners. If they want to come to Randwick next Saturday for Epsom Metropolitan Day, call now. We have 2 tickets to give away, entrants and members to Royal Randwick next weekend. This is a big meeting of the Sydney Spring Carnival, Epsom Metropolitan Day at Randwick. Call now. Will be Jimmy, a lucky 7th caller gets the prize.
Yes, number 7. Lucky number 7. Now, by the way, that market's up for the Epsom now. Haraki, $6 favourite. Happy Clapper, 7 with Palantino. McCreary is at $8. And Blackheart, Bart and McIntosh are at $11. So if you want to go to a Royal Randwick next week, it's a double pass.
Mm-hmm.
Members tickets.
And entrance.
And entrance. Call now. We'll take the 7th caller on 13 53 53. Time now, though, to talk to Trent Lenskow from tab.com.au, given the absence of Hawthorn in the AFL Grand Final. No doubt he's gone back, got a massive run-up and taken a giant leap at the Melbourne Storm bandwagon. Good morning, Trent.
I'm hanging on for dear life, Jimmy. Good morning to you and Ray.
Thank you, Trent.
It felt weird watching Geelong and Sydney on Friday night, I will be honest, but boy, oh boy, that was over very quickly with the Swans against the Cats, and then just an absolute thrilling contest at Spotless Stadium yesterday, but then the Melbourne Storm, pride of purple, now in the grand final, but they're going to be up against a lot of sentiment, fellas.
Mm. And the market's changed already on this one. I think they went up 2.20 for the game against the Cowboys, got into $2, and something similar starting to happen.
Yeah, they were well backed all throughout the week against the Cowboys, Jimmy, and I think there was a lot of feeling that perhaps North Queensland, with that humidity in Townsville the week before, maybe they were just completely exhausted and the Sharks got them, but for the grand final, so we have to wait another 7 days and we have to have the turn the clock forward an hour as well because it'll be daylight saving next week. But Melbourne have just eased from $1.75 to $1.80, and you've got Cronulla $2.10 into $2.05. Melbourne minus 2.5 at $2 and Cronulla plus 2.5 at $1.80. And just throughout the season, fellas, Melbourne, they were $15 before the season started. Then they were as much as $17. So Billy Slater got injured very early. And Cronulla $13 before the season commenced. And then pretty much from the origin break, it was the Storm and the Sharks along with North Queensland that were right at the top of the betting. So you could believe that probably the two best sides, they've definitely made it. We're already up on the first try score as well, where Suliasa Vunivalu is the $8 favourite, Valentine Holmes at $9, Marika Korobetti at $10, and then you have Ben Barber and Sasaya Fecky at $11.
And Trent, today the New South Wales Rugby League and Queensland Rugby League Grand Finals.
Yeah. They're up as well, Ray. So the 1-4-15 at Pertec Stadium in the New South Wales Rugby League Grand Final, you've got the Mounties $1.50 and Illawarra $2.60. The line there is 4.5. And the Queensland Rugby League Grand Final is just before 4 o'clock there at Suncorp Stadium. And Burleigh are the $1.70 favourites and Redcliffe $2.15. The line there is 2.5. And then they will meet as part of the Grand Final precursor next week.
Yeah, the state championship game, which has always been won by Queensland, the couple of years that it's been put on. I saw Sam Williams talking to Ricky Stewart in the dressing sheds after the game last night. There's about four of those Mounties players that will have to get the plane up this morning after being cover there for the Canberra Raiders in that match last night. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. Righto, grand final, Western Bulldogs outsiders to much taller Sydney Swans.
Absolutely, and it's, as we've talked about with Cronulla as well, the Western Bulldogs, you've mentioned it this morning, especially Jim, with Kevin Sheedy. Only premiership, 1954. Last grand final, 1961. This isn't a dig, fellas, but Hawthorn, that was their first premiership, and they've now got 13. So that just shows what's happened with Hawthorn and Footscray slash the Western Bulldogs from that point. But the Western Bulldogs, they are $2.40.
You had to slip that one in, Jim. Yeah,
and Sydney, $1.60. The line there is 9.5. We're up on the first goal kicker. Buddy Franklin, the $7 favourite. Tory Dixon and Jake Stringer, they're both at 11, and then you have Isaac Heaney, Gary Rowan and Kurt Tippett. They're all $13. And when the season started, Sydney were $15 chances, fellas, and a couple of nights before the season got underway, one punter had 10,000 at the 15. And the Western Bulldogs before the final started were $67. And I can only go back to West Tigers when they won the premiership against North Queensland. It's very rare that a side is so big a price before a finals commences. And, I mean, this is the first time in the current system since 2000 that a side from positions 5 through to 8 has actually made the grand final. I know it happens in the NRL a fair bit.
Canterbury once.
Canterbury once.
But prior to that, it was a different grand semi-final system.
Before McIntyre?
That's right.
Yeah, it was the McIntyre system. Yes. And then there was pre-McIntyre. But this is not called the McIntyre system.
It's different, yeah. Hey, Trent, I'm surprised you're even betting on the Brownlow. Surely it's Patrick Dangerfield, isn't it?
We have to offer something, right?
Jeez, no betting, Patrick Dangerfield.
$1.20, so the shortest price ever before a count. Shane Crawford in 1999 was $1.50.
Was Abbott close to those sort of prices?
Abbott was close. Nat Fyfe was $1.40 at one stage last season. So he's going to be the shortest price favourite ever, and be a huge surprise if it wasn't Patrick Dangerfield winning the Brownlow. Dustin Martin, $9. You've got Lou Parker, $11, and Marcus Bontempelli, who's become the cult figure for the Western Bulldogs. He's at $13. So it's just going to be a fantastic weekend, fellas. Love the grand finals. Obviously, the AFL grand final on Saturday afternoon at the MCG. The NRL Grand Final Sunday night at ANZ Stadium. You can check out all the markets at tab.com.au. And at the Tab, we love a bet.
On your train. Who's a chance to get it horribly wrong on the red carpet at the Brownlow tomorrow night? Have you got a market up for that at all, Trent?
No, that's a subjective one. You have to be careful with that one because...
Trent, what price?
We all have differing views about how the ladies look and probably the gents.
Hey, I wasn't talking about the ladies, I was talking about the men.
I was going to ask you, Trent, what price for Jimmy to get it horribly wrong on Deli M's red carpet this week?
What about Tracy?
Tracy will get it right. She'll get it right. Jimmy will get it horribly wrong.
I'm just saying, as far as the pressure goes, more on Tracy than Jimmy.
She's a chance to get it horribly wrong.
Tracy
would be
right.
Oh, yes,
okay, fair enough.
Get it horribly wrong.
What do you reckon, Trent? No betting, Trent?
Well, come on, Phil. I mean, we'll just want to see the ladies. Once the count starts, the blokes, they'll just sit there and have a few quiet ones and everything else if you're not in the grand final, but it's the ladies' night to shine there on the red carpet.
Good on you, Trent.
Yeah. who's the big full forward? Can we get Brendan Favola out there in front
of
the...
Come on.
Good on you, Trent. We'll speak next week.
Thanks, guys, and Tanya too.
Get on your Trent. She's here.
Trent Lanscale from tab.com.au. No more calls too about the tickets, Raymond, to the ATC. Mm-hmm. Peter from Raby has won those tickets, so two tickets going his way to Epsom Day at Royal Randwick next week. Yes, we heard from Tanya a little bit earlier. It's time for this.
Yeah. On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
And it's Sydney versus Melbourne in next weekend grand finals in the NRL and AFL. Minor Premiers Melbourne will travel to Sydney to take on Cronulla next Sunday in the NRL at ANZ Stadium after knocking over Canberra in a nail-biting prelim final 14 points to 12 with just a penalty goal the difference. The turning point coming in the 59th minute when Raiders Jack Whiten was sin-binned for holding down Marika Korobidi. Canberra were down by 2 points at that stage and the Storm scored whilst he was off the field. It'll be Craig Bellamy's sixth grand final as Storm coach, while Ricky Stewart said his players were devastated, but he could see a bright future ahead. The hurt tonight is the start of a really, I hope, competitive, strong era for the Canberra Raiders. Here's what he told the team. A devastating six-point loss for GWS at Spotless Stadium last night. The Western Bulldogs advancing to the grand final with an 89-83 win. Trailing for a lot of the match, the Giants were actually up by 14 in the final quarter, but kicked just one of the last five goals. For the Bulldogs, it's their first grand final appearance since 1961 after failing in seven previous preliminary finals. Giants coach Leon Cameron said he felt flat and shattered, but a tiny part of him was proud of the opposition. Cameron started his playing and coaching career at Witten Oval and knows the heartbreak the Western Bulldogs supporters and players have endured. The win, however, averting Victoria's nightmare of an all-Sydney decider. Dustin Johnson and Kevin Chappell tie for the lead after the third round of the Tour Golf Championships in Atlanta. They're at 8-under, while Rory McIlroy and Ryan Moore are next at 6-under, and Hideki Matsuyama is at -5. Now, Adam Scott is at 1-over. He had a 1-over 71 this morning. He's in a tie for 14th, and Johnson is looking at not only a $1.5 million purse for the tournament if he wins it, but also $10 million for the FedEx Cup, which will be decided after the tournament, of which he currently leads. With Wayne Rooney demoted to the bench, Manchester United had a 4-1 win over champions Leicester in the English Premier League overnight, while ladder leaders Manchester City had a 3-1 win, away win over Swansea. Elsewhere, Bournemouth 1, Everton 0, Liverpool 5, Hull 1, Middlesbrough 1, Tottenham 2, Stoke and West Brom 1 all, Sunderland 2, Crystal Palace 3, Arsenal 3-0 over Chelsea. The NBL pre-season is underway, and last night in Brisbane it was a preview of Sydney's season opener, which will be against Brisbane in 2 weeks. The Bullets last night beat the Kings 83-79, but don't despair, the match went down to the final seconds. Mark Marquez has pole position for the Aragon Moto GP. A massive day at Pertec Stadium today. If you're a Mounties supporter, not only is it the last game ever at Pertec, and Trent mentioned it before, that the Intrust Super Premiership game, the grand final Mounties versus the Illawarra Cutters, but also the Sydney Shield is the Mounties versus East Campbelltown Eagles, and the Ron Massey Cup, which will hold an extra special feel to it after the passing of the great man.
I think Luke and Paul are both doing the presentation.
Terrific.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. His sons. Yeah.
Mounties in that game too, so they take on the St Mary's Saints. So Mounties in all three grades.
Club champions, no surprise of that.
But
it's been an unbelievable effort. And as I mentioned, those four Mounties players will be backing up from being cover for the Canberra Raiders last night.
Right.
They'll have to fly up. They are the Canberra Raiders feeder club, and Illawarra Cutters, obviously, the St George Illawarra side. So.
Yeah, and even though it's the last game at Pertec, the demolition isn't starting until much later on. So anyone with any ideas, a la 1981, when Cumberland Oval was being demolished, stay away.
But if you are going out there, take a screwdriver with you. You'll get a couple of seats. I'll be heading out there to Pertec Stadium. Looking forward to those.
You're working this afternoon.
Yeah, working this afternoon. Looking forward to those grand finals. So
James,
just on that, the point Tan made about Dustin Johnson winning that $10 million, it would be life-changing if he didn't have about $100 million already.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, James Smith, I haven't asked you for your Dally M tip.
Very formal of you, Raymond. Dally M winner, anyone from Kronk, Hodgson, Taumalolo, Barber.
You've been on Hodgson's sort of bandwagon all season. He's had a super year, hasn't he?
Well, I think Kronk form didn't dip after Origin too. So I think Taumalolo was like barnstorming after the Origin period and would have picked up a lot of points. And Barber, remember when they went through that winning
fantastic
stage.
Fantastic streak.
And he was already a lot of points. It's going to be very interesting. Mm. It'll be not like the
it's
AFL.
Not cut
with
and dried,
it.
Is
no,
it?
Not cut and dried at all. 1353-53 is the open line number. Second question, too, in our Event Cinemas quiz. Courtesy of Event Cinemas of Parramatta, Prakash and the team out there, word coming through that they are the best managed event cinema.
Prakash is the number one in Australia.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knew about New South Wales, but it looks like it's a little more widespread than that. Yeah, it looks like
Prakash is
exponentially the number one
exploding
in Australia. Yeah. No one does popcorn like event cinemas at Parramatta, certainly not since they had that little issue with the fire. What is Kevin Sheedy's next promotional game? What's it all about? He's got Dreamtime at the G. He's got the Anzac Day Clash. What's his next promotional game for the AFL that he told us about? Second question in the Event Cinemas quiz.
On that theme, boys, this is from Dave from Wattlegrove. Boys, I follow all sports. Kevin Sheedy is probably the most switched on sports performer / personality in Australia. No blinkers, open to all sports, not just his own. And his vision for various community causes is second to none. A true legend.
Texts and emails on the Big Sports Breakfast are brought to you by the Wideline Windows and Doors 24/7 online quoting app. Take a closer look at wideline.com.au. Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompt. It's that easy.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids' room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under 50k? You can with The Coffee Guy. It's your opportunity to be part of the thriving coffee industry without the hassles of rents, landlords or staff. Be your own boss. Work your own hours. Enjoy a great work-life balance. The Coffee Guy allows you to achieve that lifestyle change you've long wanted. Don't let this moment slip. Jump online now at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
1353-53 is the open line number. Welcome back to the program. Just about to wrap things up. It's been now a grand final preview show before the grand final preview show.
Got to get in the mood. You've got to get in the mood.
What's up? Mood for what, Roman?
The grand final.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know where you were going with that. Early on a Sunday morning, I was going to say, Kevin Sheedy, right, you need to get to church. 1353-53, the open line number. It's going to be a big week. Big week in Sydney Town. Lots of functions on, lots of events going on.
Are you booked out this week,
talking about I actually can't make it to the Dally M. And I was going to say to Tanya.
Oh, really?
Don't have to worry about getting a dress. Tracy, so it's now I've got a function on already. Usually they're on the Monday night, the Dally M's. It's been changed to the Wednesday. It's upset the apple cart a little, certainly in our household.
But you're getting paid for that function, no doubt. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, luckily enough to do that. Yes, Raymond. 53-53.
No wonder you're not going.
You've been on fire today.
I have.
That's
been
the
good
second.
Form, yeah.
Very rare for me. So there you go. Now, not to put too much pressure on him, but he hasn't said anything funny all year. Dean Bulldog Richie, although, in saying that, he is the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph. Morning, Dino.
As soon as I heard the Daily M got brushed up, that there's got to be a
something. He's too good, isn't he?
Isn't that predictable, Dean?
He's bowled his nana over for 20.
Hey, Dino, how long have you been at the telly now? Because I reckon grand final week must feel like your first every year, because it's just, there's a real energy about Sydney, isn't there?
Yeah, look, it's a great week, Ray. I love grand final week. It's a special week, and the NRL has really tried to build up the week like the AFL does down there in Melbourne. And as you just said, there's lots of functions on. There's a great feel in the air. And I know you blokes are cracking me for saying we didn't want two teams outside of Sydney to be there. But look, I'm glad Cronulla's there. It just gives Sydney a team to either love or to hate or to cheer for or to boo. But the Sharks just give it an edge this week, particularly given their long and unsuccessful history. Mm-hmm. It's 50 years. Gal's back in a grand final, his first. Look, there's plenty of elements. The media's going to have a great week. The city will have a great week. And I'm sure the game itself will be sensational.
Well, give us an insight into your week. We always get the diary about the players and what they're doing and the functions they have to attend. What about you? Leave out all the inappropriate bits, Dino, but what about...
I'll start with last night.
Sorry. What about the week?
Morning breakfast show, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it'll be a busy week, there's no doubt about that, but clubs will have two media sessions during the week. There'll also be an opportunity at grand final functions and, of course, the Dally M's. Coaches go into a little bit of a panic during the week about access to players, but generally clubs will try to just maintain what they do every week. Some players don't like the media attention, but they'll all be scrutinised this week as to what they've done, their history, their past. Any little story that generally wouldn't be a story might become a story this week. But I just hope the players take it for what it is. Enjoy the moment, enjoy the week. And it's something that I'm sure they'll look back on in years to come and say, look, that was one of the best weeks I've ever had.
Yeah.
Dino, do you find any sort of trends over the years that you've covered these grand final weeks? Do you notice teams that are unusually nervous or tense about the week, others that are more relaxed? Does that then spill over onto Sunday and does one team then get the upper hand?
Well, it'll be funny, Ray, because Cronulla haven't been there, so we don't really know about them. Yet the Storm, as we know, have been there six or seven times in their history, which started in 1998. But for Sharks, look, Shane Flanagan's always been a bit of a straight shooter. Flano, he never ducks a question. Very similar to Paul Gallen. So I don't think the Sharks will worry about it. They haven't been there before, guys, but you look through their side and they've got an enormous amount of experience with Origin players. Look, Lewis, Jimmy Maloney, Gal.
Grand Tino, final players
Barber,
too.
Mick Ennis, it just keeps going on and on. So I don't think that'll be an issue for the Sharks. I've just spoken to some people in the know, and they seem to think that the crowd figure will be about 75 to 80% Cronulla.
Oh, more, I reckon.
It really will be an amazing an occasion for the Sharks. I will say this, though, guys, Melbourne is used to this. It's not an issue for Melbourne to come to Sydney and get jeered and get booed.
No.
They do it week after week. It'll be a little bit like a mini State of Origin game, I guess, with the two captains up against each other, Gallen and Smith. And the whole day will be sensational. The gates open at 11 o'clock. And, look, I just think the entertainment will be great. And it's a very special week. And, being in the game as I am in the media, it truly is a privilege. Mm.
Well, they're great mates. Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk are great mates. Cameron Smith and, that's obvious, Paul Gallen are great mates because they played a lot for Australia. And so that's another one of these side stories that's very interesting. Tell you what, the other thing that was very interesting, Dino, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. On Thursday, Des Hasler met with the Bulldogs board. Haven't heard any news, really, that's come out of that. Have you had your ear to the ground for that one?
Yeah, look, I've spoken to Des. It was more just a formality. Obviously, there were some questions asked as to why they went in week one, and the answers were given. We now know that four staff members have been moved along, including Crusher Cleal.
Yes.
It's a budget thing. Canterbury's tipped a lot of money into the football club and that they want results and they feel they haven't got the results that they require.
Yes.
Dez's job is certainly safe. There's no issue there as far as I'm being told. But he might have to go into next year under-resourced from what he's used to.
Well, he's been over-resourced to what compared to what everyone else is used to. And well, it sounds like it's a power play because Crusher's gone and he's obviously a Dez mate. Clayton Carney's gone, a Dez appointment. John Novak's gone, long-time Dez appointment. So it sounds like the league's, the Canterbury's saying, well, we've given you all this stuff. You haven't delivered us what we want, so we're taking back.
It's like trying to wrestle back control. But look, Dez loves control. That's what he does, and that's what he does best. So at the moment, look, I guess you could say there's a little bit of a standoff there. Dez won't like going into a season without the incredible resources he normally does. We all know Dez loves cutting-edge technology. And you know, there are reports in the paper today that Raylene Castle is also under a little bit of pressure. So, look, you know, it'll work itself out at Canterbury. And they will be a strong side. They always are. For now, look, you know, to say Dez is not overly thrilled to lose some of his staff members, that's fairly obvious, but he'll get through it, and I think you'll find he will, in fact, in the end, sign a two-year extension.
Interesting. Hey, Dino, change of pace. I put this to Jimmy. He thought three or four players were in the running. The Dally end this year, it's not cut and dried, is it?
No, I'm hearing it's going to be one of the closest finishes for many, many years, Ray. But there's a few names being tossed around. Person is one of them. I don't think JT will get there this year, although he does set an incredibly high standard. Cooper Cronk, Josh Hodgson, Cameron Smith, Jason Taumalola, all in there ready to rock and roll. It's the most prestigious award going around the Dally M. So, again, that'll be a wonderful night. And look, I think it'd be great if someone else did win it this year. I'd like to see Josh Hodgson win it. No Englishman's ever won the Dally M since it started back in 1980. I think he's a worthy winner. But look, you know, voting went behind closed doors about 12 weeks ago. So, look, we just don't know. We'll find out on the night, I guess. But I'd like to see the Pommy win it. I think he'd be a great choice.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would argue with it either. Any other news around Dino?
Yeah, Jamal Idris. Jimmy, I'm hearing he's back and looking for clubs. I'm hearing the Tigers and the Rabbitohs are two clubs looking at Jamal Idris. Fine, fine player. If obviously, you know, he's got a few issues. Jamal, he went away and thought of that. Hopefully, and he says he's back ready to go. I'm hearing Jackson Hastings possibly could end up at St. George Illawarra again. Now, Todd Carney has been told over in Catalans that he can look for a new club. So there's been some discreet inquiries to the NRL as to whether they would re-register him. I think you'll find the response so far has been lukewarm, but not certainly rejection. Look, he's a wonderful player, Todd Carney. We all know that, but you know, he did leave the variety of you know, issues that he had to overcome. So look for him to possibly return to the NRL, but at this point, tough times.
Yep.
I'm hearing Penrith, quickly, guys, wanted to shed a player or two for salary cap reasons.
Okay.
And there was some suggestions Ben Matalino would join Manly. I'm hearing that's off the mark. If you hear that rumour, guys, dismiss it.
Okay, we've done that.
Good
work, Dino. We'll speak next week before the big game.
Can't wait. Thanks.
See you. Have a good week. Stay safe, Dean. 1353 53 is the open line number. It is time now to go to an ad break. But we need a third question for the Event Cinemas quiz. So I'm going to put you on the spot there. Name two of the four players that I nominated as Dally M Player of the Year. Name two of the four players that I nominated as my Dally M Player of the Year. A break and back with more.
Sky Sports Radio has every angle of Sydney's Spring Carnival covered.
Fox play! Can she still get up? Yes!
Every day, the Big Sports Breakfast, Racing HQ, the Early Mail and the National Racing Service bring you everything you need for a winning day.
8-2-9-10, I'm taken with Guard of Honour here. Gets a few ticks from me.
And 8 is the winner, Guard of Honour.
Whenever the Australian Turf Club race, you can rely on your leader for everything racing. Sky Sports Radio.
When the traffic's going nowhere and you're stuck, then get carried away. Imagine you're relaxing with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Good morning. All approaches to the airport are struggling this morning. Mars Street Airport Drive and Joyce Drive on the crawl to the International Terminal. The M5 hitting the brakes from King George's Road and struggling all the way through the main tunnel. In Kaima, an earlier accident on General Holmes Drive has a city-bound lane closed near O'Day Avenue. That's causing significant delays as well. And in Belrose, the power pole's being replaced after a crash overnight on Forest Way, with Lane 1 closed to Parenti Road towards Warringah Road. Don't miss the massive savings at Oz Design Furniture, with 25% off all furniture and homeware, store-wide and online. And soon, visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au for store locations. I'm Tim Govers on Sky Sports Radio.
All covers, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the Champion Stakes and lived up to the fight.
International racing at its very best. 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of the 2016 NRL Final Series. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, even a fantasy NRL guide. With Big League, you'll never be caught off guard at the footy again. Big League, the highest-selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale every Thursday in news agencies, supermarkets, and at every NRL game every week.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Just having a little bit of trouble trying to establish that line with Steve Foster from Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars. I nearly said from Scotty Foster from Sons Quality Cars. Of course, we usually have Scotty on the line. Foster'sQualityCars.com.au is the website. You go there, they've got a heap of cars on there. I'm looking at a 2008 Toyota Hilux 4x4, $23,990. Go in and have a look at it, and you can probably haggle with the boys over that one as well. And if there's any other car that you like the look of, but they haven't got it, don't worry.
They'll find it for you.
They will source it for you. Yeah, you're quite right. They're at 9397 Parramatta Road at Granville. You can check them out online, as I mentioned, fostersqualitycars.com.au. If you're one of our regional listeners, if you can't get into the lot, or if you prefer to give them a call, you can do that on the phone, 02-9637-5024. There'll be someone there 7 days a week, so someone there today as well. That number again, 9637-5024.
And, Jimmy, we've got a winner for Event Cinemas.
Who is that? Aaron from Tugra? Good on you, Aaron. I'm not sure if there's an Event Cinemas. It wouldn't be as good as the one at Parramatta. We've got word coming through that there is an Event Cinemas at Tugra, but all I'm saying is it just wouldn't be as good as the Event Cinemas at Parramatta.
You can speak with authority on that, can you?
Oh, absolutely. I've been to Tugra a couple of times. What is Josh Parr's injury concern? It was a
hip impingement.
Well done.
Never heard that before.
Dr. Thomas, what is Kevin Sheedy's next promotional game? It's the Bush game.
Bush game at the MCG.
Yeah, and one of, you could have any two of...
Barber.
Yes.
Hodgson.
Yes.
Taumalolo.
Yes.
And I've forgotten your fourth one.
Cooper Cronk.
Okay. And two of those four, and you win. And Aaron is the winner.
That hacking in the background that you heard there, that was panel operator Hamish. He's coughed his way through.
Straight to the doctor after he leaves here.
You should see Dr. Thomas before you... Ray will get his rubber gloves out for you. 13:53.
Morning, Brett.
Storm Boy's there. Hello, Storm Boy.
Yeah. Hi, boys. Yeah, how are you?
Really well, mate.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the race tips here at Macca's.
Oh, okay, for today?
yeah, in the Telegraph.
Okay. Back that horse in the third at Port Macquarie. Storm Boy? Lady Ivia. Yeah.
Number 9.
That's the one. That's the one.
Beautiful.
Can a Storm do it Sunday?
Yeah. I was just talking about the game last night, just what a seesaw match it was. You know, I was really looking one side, got lucky, the other side got lucky. You know, it was a brilliant game and it was worthy to be the grand final.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I thought for the first 20 minutes of the second half that it was the Canberra Raiders who had worked their way into a dominant position. They certainly had the momentum. They threw a ball out to poor old Edric Lee. It was a bad pass and it bounced in front of him, but he made the mistake. Storm got a penalty next set, and then that was it. Momentum back to them.
Yeah, and I'm a Storm fan, but I thought Jack White, and I thought that was a little too harsh to send him to the thin bin.
Yeah, I'm with you, Storm Boy. Yeah, I thought it was too. But
anyway. You know, and I got a bit of a shock, to be truthful, and you know, and I was supporting the Storm.
Yeah, well, there you go. See it every game, and I don't know, Jim. I just thought it was a harsh call, but
we'll never have Storm Boy back on this program. Too much balance in that. Too much balance in that call. We usually like our callers to be a little off the charts. Case in point, Adrian. By the way, Adrian came on and didn't say anything about the harassment he's given to me on over Twitter over the last 7 days, to the point where I came within an inch of blocking my first ever person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's just nauseating. 13:53:53. Great interview, boys, with Kevin Cheedy. That's from Paul at Greenacre. Then we get this one, Raymond. Mm. One of the keys to the grand final will be the battle between the almost unflappable Cameron Smith and the biggest pest in the game, Michael Ennis. Both players have had wonderful years, and I'm sure Ennis will be trying to get under Cameron's skin. Regards, eagle-eyed Phil. I tell you what, he's a little bit perturbed last night, Cameron. Mm.
All right, Jimmy, let's put you on the spot. Were your early tips for... I know that we can do it again next Sunday, but your early tips for both grand finals, AFL first.
Oh, no, Sydney Swans, man, so I go the Swannies. Okay. I just think that the Sharks really impressed me on Friday night.
Mm.
You know, they won Melbourne, but they weren't that impressive. What about you, Roman?
I'm exactly the same. I think Sydney is... This is their flag to lose. I wonder if the Bulldogs played their grand final last night, Jimmy. And... With you, Jimmy, I think the Sharks, I think Zorba got it right. It's their time.
Yeah, well, there you go. Might be the time of the Mounties or the Cutters today. I'm